أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we discussed very briefly isti'adha, seeking the protection of Allah Ta'ala from Shaitan, who is the accursed. There we taught that we seek Allah's protection. أعوذ بالله وبا, that we seek, and that is isti'anat, we seek protection with Allah Ta'ala from Shaitan, who is the accursed. And Shaitan, one quality of his was described there, that he is the accursed one. And oh, the name we do seek protection directly with Allah Ta'ala. A'udhu billahi, with Allah, the being of Allah Ta'ala, we seek protection. And the ulama has written so much on A'udhu, which is all very necessary, important and beneficial for us. Allah give us tawfiq that we study on our own also, all the details. Then after that, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yeah, also what ba it starts, and that is isti'anat, to seek help of Allah Ta'ala. And yeah, we are taught we seek help in the name of Allah. There it was A'udhu Billah, directly in the being of Allah Ta'ala. And yeah, it is bi ismillah, in the name of Allah, and the name of Allah is very, very great also. The being of Allah is beyond our comprehension. How much Allah grants us to understand, ma'rifat, recognition of Allah, it is only the favor of Allah, but nobody can recognize Allah as He is to be recognized. Even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam declared that I did not recognize you as you had to be recognized. Allah is beyond that. And yea, in the name of Allah. So the name of Allah is also very, very great. Just as we are taught in many places, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu zkurullah, remember Allah. And wazkur bismi rabbi, and remember the name of Allah. So the being of Allah and the name of Allah. The name of Allah is also very, very great. Here we are taught to seek the help of Allah Ta'ala, bismillah. And two qualities of Allah are referred to here, Rahman and Rahim. And these are the, after the name of Allah is that all-encompassing name in which all the attributes of Allah Ta'ala are. All the Asma'ul Husna are included in the name of Allah. The word Allah is a very, very great thing which Allah has blessed us with. We just take it for granted, but just to say Allah is a very, very great thing, so much it comes in the hadith. As long as there is one person to say Allah, Allah will keep the whole system of the world going. The winds will blow, the needs of mankind will be fulfilled, everything will take place as long as there is one person of the 7-8 billion people in the world who says Allah. So valuable is that name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So to say the name of Allah, repeat it also, is a very great ni'mat of Allah and is a source of great, great goodness. So that name of Allah, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, great, great buzurgane deen have said, that is Ism-e-Azam. If many people ask, what is that name of Allah which you take and your du'as are read, immediately accepted. It is this name, Allah. But they say the one condition is, at that time your heart must be empty of everything else besides Allah. Only Allah must be in your heart. And that effort also a person has to make, that he takes out everything else from his heart. He can keep it around his heart, no problem. But in his heart, there must be only Allah. And this also requires a continuous, proper effort. Then a person hopefully will get this treasure that only Allah is in his heart. After the name of Allah, the greatest name is Ar-Rahman. That is the greatest name of Allah after Allah. And that is why Allah has mentioned it here. It has come in the Hadith Sharif, the names Allah loves the most is Abdullah and Abdul Rahman. Abdullah has got the name of Allah in it, and Abdul Rahman, the name of Rahman. So Rahman is the next greatest name of Allah Ta'ala after Allah. And to repeat the name Rahman is also a source of great mercy upon a person. Then the third name Allah has referred to here, Ar-Rahim, which is also, some ulama have said they are synonyms, others have explained different meanings of it. Shades of meaning, the source, the root word is the same for both. But the different shades of meaning, Rahman is that being that shows his mercy to everyone, to everything. And that is why the quality of Rahman manifests itself more in this world. That in this world Allah's mercy is not only on the Muslims but even on the non-Muslims. In the sense, for example, that till they live, they've got the opportunity to accept Iman, Islam, that is a great mercy of Allah. In the Akhirat, there is no opportunity of accepting Islam. It is here, so it is a great mercy. And even if they don't accept Islam, Allah's mercy is still upon them in that they are being saved of the punishment of Allah. Whether they get punishment in this world, but that is also much more smaller than the Akhirat. And if they don't get any punishment in this world, they live comfortably, all their needs are fulfilled, they have been saved so long from on account of their kufr and disbelief, they should have been getting the worst punishment. But for as many days as they are in this world, they are being saved from that punishment. That is also the mercy of Allah. And we as Muslims also, the amount of sins that we commit, Allah's punishment should have come. But Allah is saving us, that is all the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So Rahman is that being, that his mercy is on everyone and on everything. And that manifests itself in this world. In the Akhirat will be Rahim. Rahim is that intense mercy of Allah, and which will be exclusive for the believers and for the righteous people. In the Akhirat, Allah's mercy won't be for the wrong, for the disbelievers. It won't be for the wrongdoers. It will be for the believers and for those who are righteous and pious. And that mercy of Allah will be very intense and very great. So these are the great names of Allah. Now that a person is going to be reading Quran Sharif, he has first taken protection with Allah, the being of Allah, from Shaitan, who could have distracted him and who could have taken him away from the great blessings of the Quran Sharif. And then with Bismillah, now a person has taken the help of Allah in the name of Allah and in his greatest qualities of Rahman and Rahim. So in this way a person starts recitation of the Quran Sharif. And in the three names Allah has described, which all the ulama say are the very primary things of our life, of our deen. One is, we came in this world from non-existence, Allah brought us into existence. And that was only possible by the name of Allah, who is the all-powerful, who is the doer of everything. What is impossible for us, it is nothing for Allah to do. Allah just does it easily, that He gave us existence from non-existence. Then when we are in this world, we need that quality of Rahman to pass our lives. Otherwise, we all know our wrongdoings, our sins, our namazes which are done with so much of unmindfulness, we should have been punished, but it is the quality of Rahman that we are living. And then when we die and we go in the Akhirat, we need Rahim, that intense mercy of Allah which will be exclusive for the believers. So Allah, and the whole Quran Sharif and all the kitabs which Allah revealed, these are the three main subjects which are discussed. And they are brought in Bismillah already. So in this beautiful way, and on Bismillah, ulama have written extensive kitabs. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh has written a special booklet, The Barakat of Bismillah, which is translated in English also. We should try and acquire it and see what treasures Allah has kept. Forget the whole Quran Sharif just in A'udhu and in Bismillah. What great, great treasures of they are of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah make us eligible, worthy of it, and may Allah in His kindness bless us with all these treasures and pass our our lives and make it meaningful and worthwhile. The short life that we have got is not for dunya and accumulating dunya. It is for acquiring these treasures. May Allah in His mercy bless us all with it.